Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Power, oh, but it reaches to the
power you are. It will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. That will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that reaches us right where we are, whether at the high or the low. We thank you for the blood, hallelujah, glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Come on, church, give God our praise, glory, and honor for all that he has done, all that he is doing right now and about to do, that you're trusting God to do, walking in expectancy, because we as believers, we walk by faith and not by sight, trusting God that it is already done if we just steadfast in our faith. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Sunday service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We welcome everyone here today. We have the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas, where the pastors are Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tommy Command. We welcome you today. Every guest on today, we welcome you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you, pray for you, and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is concerning you, know that God is concerned about you in all things concerning you. So if you press 1 at this time, we want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. If you would press 1, while we still have time, church, while God is still giving us the time to take this time today, while you still have time, to just thank God right where you are. Amen. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Exalt his name above all names, above anything, in every circumstance that you're facing right now. So if you're pressed one right now, we would like to pray for you and pray with you at this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll give you time to press one. We want to welcome everyone from New York, New Jersey, Chicago, amen, Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, any part of Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, Atlanta, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities, amen, even overseas, amen. We welcome you all today. You could be anywhere else, but you decided to come today and worship, amen, to fellowship with us. So we thank God for you, amen. We know you have many choices, but we thank God that you chose to be with us today and touch and agree, and knowing that there's power in agreement. So we touch and agree on today everything that's concerning you and yours and your household in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, it is you that have kept us and not us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you sent your son to die for us, oh God, to save us, oh Lord. So we give it all over to you right now, God. We surrender all that we are to all that you are right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will with your will, Heavenly Father, that you may have your way in our life, oh God, that we'll walk according to your plan and your will and purpose for our life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, we ask that you move mighty on the line today and in the homes and hearts and hallelujah of your children. Amen. Bringing healing, bringing deliverance, oh God. Bringing peace, joy, and happiness, oh God. And provision for their lives in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you remove every stumbling block to our blessing, every stumbling block that leads into our healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every time where the enemy has caused division, Lord, we pray for divine unity right now around the world and every household. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh
God. Let your words and things that be in our mouth that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That we can decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we have a resurrection power working on the inside. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for you are the creator of all things. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4 and 42, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We call on your spirit right now, God, to lift us up, oh God. For your words is when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will lift up the splendor. So, Father God, we stand up today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We find every lip of the hungry, the lying tongue of the evil speaker upon our life and those of our family members. We decree the God of peace right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Oh, Lord, increase our faith right now to receive miracles, signs, and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. You have placed in our heart for you. You have created us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart repenting in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, know that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man's affection, we fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something. We come to you out of the love and this relationship that we have for you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, use us. Mighty, O God, for your glory. We declare that we are kingdom livers, and we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. We're going out to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus who saved us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, Father God, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, Jesus, the persecution, torment, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now in the future. We claim victory right now in deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, curses, sexes, enchantments, witchcraft, plans, psychic plans, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the walls of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim right now and claim our victory and safety with our salvation and in shed blood on all these things. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare to be the same. Hallelujah, oh God. Lord, come to be changed this day in this hour, oh God. Let it be so, oh God, by faith that we receive our change for the better. We thank you, oh God, for divine intervening right now and turn it all around for our good. We decree and declare according to John 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you as we come today, oh God, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand and seeking your friendship, kingdom, and all your righteousness. Oh, Lord, we ask, what is it that you have for us to do, Father God? We ask that you remove every spiritual cataract from our eyes, oh God, and any spiritual, hallelujah, blindness, oh God, right now. Remove any spiritual deafness right now, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, loose our tongues, oh God, from word and speaking, oh God, that we will speak only your word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, oh God, to give us divine healing now in every area of our lives, spirit, mind, will, and emotions, and physical being in accordance with your divine plan to all of our lives. We receive right now by faith your divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territory. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful ashes of all the chalk of mourning, the glory of plans of the spirit of holiness. For we are the trees of righteousness, the plan of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amen. Father, we pray with thanksgiving, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, as everyone that's on the line today, according to John 16 and 23, to manifest faith through every miracle, every healing that you have given to us in the manifestation of the divine healing and health. In the name of Jesus Christ, into our hearts, and we receive our faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, honor our steps today. For the Bible says that a good man steps no harm. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, God. There are scriptures, oh my God, all is already good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. For all good things coming from the Lord, and we receive the goodness of the Lord overflowing in our lives. Amen. Lord, let there be a breakthrough in that heart of today. That you pour our blessings upon the hearts of your children. That they won't have room enough to receive it. Amen. That others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray to destroy every stronghold, hallelujah, strong man, and bring that the enemy has put us in to keep us in bondage. We declare the crown that we are delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we will not turn back or go back. Amen. We will stay delivered. Amen. For we are free because Jesus set us free. For the world says, if Jesus has set you free, then we are free indeed. Amen. Oh, Lord, I pray for restoration of every marriage on the line, in every household, husband and wife that you ordained. I pray for divine unity, peace, love, prosperity, and blessing and favor that cometh of you in the name of Jesus Christ, your blessing. My Lord, that husbands will love their wives will like Jesus, mother to herself, and women, hallelujah, and the wife will submit herself unto her husband. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will operate in all according to the word of God, that we will truly be blessed and favored by God. And Father God, we just want to thank him. We pray the protection of our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray their hope and strength on today, that all is well and good. Amen. Oh Lord, let your face shine upon our children and bless them and be gracious unto them all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we come against every spirit of resentment, doubt, disbelief, hindering spirit, unteachable spirit, fighting spirit, spirit of resentment, spirit of unforgiveness. We come against the spirit of lust and devotion. We come against the spirit of adultery. We come against the spirit of, hallelujah, all of the brethren. We come against the slaying spirit, manipulate spirit, murderous spirit, complaining spirit. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, suicide, homosexuality, lesbianism. We come against that spirit of pain, sickness, sickness, disease, viruses, and affliction right now. Hallelujah, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come up and leave our bodies in a normal way and never answer again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the court never again will we listen to the evil one. Never again will we operate in fear of what the devil may do. Amen. We will declare the crowd, but God be for us, and who can be against us? Amen. Know that we are both a victorious and more than conquerors. Hallelujah. I want you to understand today, God is able. We declare the crowd all possibilities. When the Bible says in Christ, all things are possible in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you move right in. Lord, bless our food. Amen. Bless the food that we eat and water that we drink, oh God. Let it take sickness away from our bodies. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless our latter days greater than our beginnings. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, let our hearts be with the rhythm of life. Amen. Lord, do every part of our body. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We can shout to the rooftop. We can shout to the mountains. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. That we're saved by grace. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the counsel of today. Lord, we pray your strength, oh God. Lord, that you will speak your word right upon our head, around and be set upon the feast of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, understand, lead it in God, and as he decrease and give you all of increase on today. Lord, the matter for your holy. The Lord, that's called the Lord, will be delivered, set free, healed, blessed, and favored by God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, so we know whatever God does, it is forever, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is forever to stand rich in heaven. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we love you. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right there. Oh, Lord, we give it to you right now. Whatever it is that you're carrying, whatever it is you've been holding back, give it to God today. Receive your freedom. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing today. Amen. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father God. Let us receive today fresh fresh anointing, oh God. Fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh rhythm, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the hair lift no oil and our garments remain white, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for new wine on today. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we bless your name, Father. We surrender and we repent right now. We turn back to you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're merciful and abound, oh God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Speak to us and lead us today. For the Bible says that if sheep, my feet, know my voice, we hear you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that you are with us. The Bible says, well, there are two or more gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. And we thank you, Father God, for being in the midst right now. That we know whatever we petition in prayer, in Jesus' name, that you would do, oh God. Let that will be done, Lord. We love you. We give it all over to you right now. We plead the precious blood over every household right now. And everything and everyone that's in it. Every vehicle and form of transportation that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now and in it. Every road, every street, every highway, every airway, every seaway, amen, every building, every home or place our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over as our protection. And we decree and we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Hallelujah. For this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. We come to serve. We come to serve today. Amen. Oh Lord, have your way, God.
Amen.
Have your way, God.
Hallelujah.
We decree and declare that we are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we shall never be cursed. The Bible says that God has blessed.
Hallelujah.
No man can curse. And we are blessed.
Hallelujah.
We are blessed.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father.
Amen.
We bless your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We seal this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory.
Yes.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Do you believe?
Hallelujah.
It's all about what you believe.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe?
Hallelujah.
Pastor Manna said something on yesterday. We were having our Saturday Bible school. Amen. We were having our Saturday Bible school. We were talking after. He said, you have to believe to believe.
Amen.
You got to believe in the word, and then you got to believe in the word to do what you're asking for. So you got to believe to believe. So it's all about what you believe.
Yeah.
Will you believe today?
Uh-huh.
That God is able to snatch you out of this situation right now?
Yeah.
When the doctor say no, go home and die. When the doctor say we ain't got nothing else for you, you got to, at this point, he didn't get all he can. He said, now you got to trust God. When you go in trusting God and believing God, and it's already all right. I don't know if you ever been to the doctor, and they've done all they can, and then before they even tell you to trust God, after they've done all they can, they say, now you going to have to trust God.
Yeah, amen, amen.
Will you trust him right now?
I've been there, amen.
Will you trust him today? I just want to ask somebody.
Uh-huh.
Will you trust him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, with a little bit you got.
Hallelujah.
With a little bit of money, God. With a little bit of money you got.
Hallelujah.
With a little bit. Will you trust them?
Yeah.
Welcome again, everybody. Yeah. We love you. We thank God for your testimony.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, every single one. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And we shall rejoice, 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 and be exceedingly glad in it. Hallelujah. Because God is good. God is so good, so good, so good. And he is more than worthy to be praised. We are just so happy and so glad to be here this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. We're celebrating a new month. We're celebrating what Jesus Christ has already done. You know, we're going to do this here today. You know, this is the first Sunday of the month, but we do this all the time. Hallelujah. We celebrate Jesus and what he has done every single day. But we take the opportunity today to remember what he has already done. So that's why we say we rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Because God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised. We thank every single one for having us this morning. Hallelujah. We're just so grateful. So grateful for y'all to receive us into your homes, receive us into your hearts. You could have been anywhere, but you're right here with us.
Thank you.
You know, so our hearts, you know, just is so open right now. Thanking y'all for receiving us. We thank the Holy Spirit for your presence. If it had not been for you, Holy Ghost, if it had not been for you, Holy Spirit, where would we be? Every single one that's on this line right now, every single one that is online right now, y'all know there is that place. If it had not been for the goodness of God, where you would be, you know where you would be. Some of us will be dead. Some of us will be in jail. Some of us will be having missing limbs. Some of us will be gone out of our minds. Some of us will, you know, be broken, busted, disgusted. Some of us will be so in a place of darkness that we couldn't even see the light. Hallelujah. But God is so good. He is so good. He is so worthy to be praised. So help us to welcome in the Holy Spirit. Let us just usher in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence. We welcome your power. We welcome every single one from the East Coast. Hallelujah. We welcome y'all here to Sunday service. Every single one, you know, from the West Coast, we welcome y'all here to Sunday service as well. Everyone that's there in Illinois, hallelujah, even our minister that's there, we welcome you as well. Everyone here in Louisiana and Houston, Texas, everyone is all over, we welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we just want to say thank God for you, and may God keep you in all of your ways. Amen. If this is your first time here, you have done it already, you're welcome. Hey, my wife, she's on top of it. She's on top of it. Amen.
I believe we're going to have a song selection.
We're going to have a song selection here. Amen. Thank you. We're going to prepare for our communion. We have a song selection here. My brother Joe Washington is going to bless us in song. You know, his brother, he's always in line and always in position to be used by God. You know, he set such a great example for me. Hallelujah. Set such a great example for me, and maybe some of y'all, too, he set such a great example, you know, just to be used like that. I can't remember maybe one or two Sundays he had other services to be at, but he let us know that he wouldn't be able to be there. But we thank God for you. Brother Joel, that's my Uncle Joel, y'all. We thank God for you. Uncle Joel, amen.
Well, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. And God is good all the time. God is a good God.
Yes.
We know one of these days, you know, and we here now, but we don't know where we're going to be at tomorrow. But God's going to come back for us. You just better keep your house in order. Like my mama used to say, always keep your hands in God's hand, because when he comes, he's not going to ask no question. He's coming for you. Just love him. Love everybody and try to make sure that you treat somebody good, even if it's just opening up a door. This old little song I'm going to sing. Till the old ship of Zion, till the old ship of Zion, till the old ship of Zion, get on board, get on board. I think I better say it again. Till the old ship of Zion, till the old ship of Zion, till the old ship of Zion, get on board, get on board. There ain't no danger in my God water. See, there ain't no danger in God water. Whoa, there ain't no danger in my God water. Step on board, step on board, get on board. See, I know one of these old days my ship gonna sail. But see, I'm not worried because I got my hands in God's hand. Because, you know, it has landed many a thousand. Say that old ship has landed many a thousand. Whoa, that old ship has landed many a thousand. Get on board, get on board, get on board, get on, get on board. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us here, you know, with song one more time. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to use you in such a mighty way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. So we're going to prepare ourselves to have communion. This is first Sunday, you know, here. So prepare yourself, you know, do gather together your communion elements, whether it be bread, whether it be cracker, whether it be water or juice, whatever it is, you know, that you have. You know, this is that opportunity to where we remember what Jesus Christ have already done. You know, once we find ourselves in that place of always remembering what Jesus Christ have done, then we can find ourselves, you know, in that place to where we're not worrying about things that are going on right now. Amen. Amen. We don't worry about things because God has already taken care of all things. And because we remember what God has done and knowing that he has already taken care of all things by the blood of Jesus, we take a stance. Hallelujah. We take a stance. And I'm talking about maintaining what God has already done. Amen. So gather your elements here and prepare yourself, you know, for communion. You know, God has put it on my heart. You know, I'm going to sing a song. I haven't done sing a song in a long time, but I'm going to sing a song for us while we get our communion elements ready. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Can't nobody, can't nobody, oh no, do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He picked me up and picked me up and told me to run on. Picked me up and told me to run on. He picked me up and told me to run on. He's my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He picked me up and picked me up and told me to run on. Picked me up and told me to run on. Picked me up and told me to run on. My friend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
We thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I said, can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do you like Jesus, do you? Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you like God, do you? Hallelujah. See, there's many things that be done to you in the world. See, people try to do things for you. Hallelujah. But can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're so good to us. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Amen. We're going to have our song selection. We will be right back here.
Hallelujah.
We'll be praying for Pastor Dorsey. Amen. And stay with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Let us prepare ourselves to take communion right now. Amen. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 through 20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the hour had come, he sat down in the 12 apostles with him. Then he came to them with purpose and fire. I have desired that Jesus pass over with Christ. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
O Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespass to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and all of our transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We remember how you suffered for us. Hallelujah. How you were beaten and marred and spit upon. We remember how you was whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, by your stripes that we are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for loving us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it. You said, take it, for this is my body, which is broken for you. And we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. You may eat. Your word says in 1 Corinthians, after supper, Jesus took the cup and said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, my little heart. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. Your blood, hallelujah, is our atonement. It justifies us and sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we now take this cup, hallelujah, which represents your blood in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving, and everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank you, Lord. Amen. We have one song selection here, and then we'll be back this time with the priest's word from Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you all. Stay with us. Stay with us. The powerful word is coming forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're coming.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon,
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring them to Jesus. Amen. This is what we come
Hallelujah.
To do today, to bring you to Jesus. Every time we prepare for our preach word from Pastor Doris, amen. Hallelujah. May God prepare your heart and your mind to receive the message going forth from a man of God that loves to serve God and his people, a man with a good heart, a pure heart, a man that will pray for you, a man that God has called to lead his children, amen, to lead his flock. I bring to you no other than my husband, my faithful, loving, handsome husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen. Come on, help me give God some glory. Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Amen.
For he is more
hallelujah.
Than worthy to be praised. We thank God
yes,
for
Lord.
Every single one of you. One more time, we thank y'all for being here in Sunday service here at this 2 p.m.
Amen.
Hour or whatever time it is in the area that you are in. We still thank you for your presence. We thank God
yes,
for his presence. We thank the Holy Spirit for his presence for being here. I thank God, you know, for the warm welcome of my beautiful wife, Apostle Kawanika Manning. I thank you so
Amen.
Much. What would I do without you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But most of
Glory
all,
God.
I want to thank the Holy Spirit for putting this word into my heart so I can be able to give y'all what God has given me. Amen. So let us pray right now. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you have given us this day and every single day. We thank you, Father God, that you love us so much that you wake us up every single morning, speaking into our minds, speaking into our hearts, letting us know that your goodness is before us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our guide, for being our source, for being our way out of no way. We pray right now that you be every single word that's in our mind and every single word that's in our heart, that it will come out so we can be able to learn and so we can be able to know, have a better revelation of who you are and what you have come to do. Unclean thoughts, unclean spirits, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we rebuke you from this place right now. You go, you spirit of confusion, you spirit of doubt, spirit of disbelief. you go right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add or take away from it. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree, say amen, amen, and amen again. Amen. If you have your Bibles this afternoon, I would like for you to go with me to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. As a word for us this afternoon, I'm not going to be long on this word because this word is already in you. So here it is, you know, the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and tell you what to do and what to say. It's better that you do what the Holy Spirit tell you what to do. It's better that you say what the Holy Spirit tell you to say. You know, every single one of us who are believers, you know, we have to first realize that we are in Christ. Once you realize that you're in Christ, then we also at the same time have to realize that you are friends with God. So right here in this place, when you realize that you are friends with God because of Christ Jesus, because you're in Christ, you know, we're believers. That means we're saved.
Yes.
That means we have a Savior. That means that, you know, that all things have been made available unto us. You know, we're believers.
Yes.
You know, that's who we are. So because we are friends with God, then that means that our friendship, our alliance must be with God and must be with those who are in Christ and those who are in,
yes,
you know, in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Go with me over here to the book of Genesis. I'll be reading from the King James Version and maybe from the NLT, maybe a little bit. Just depends on how the Holy Spirit leads us on today. The lesson,
amen,
that God is going to tell us is friends who spread the word. That's the word for today, a topic of study for today. Write this down. Friends who spread the word.
Amen.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. I'm going to start right here, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. It reads here, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the depth. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. 4 says, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. 5, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was come the first day. Let's put a period right there. I want to ask every single one a question. What does your conversations sound like? That's the question I want to ask. What does your conversation sound like?
Jesus.
When you call someone, what would they expect for you to say when you call them? See, I'm talking about friends who spread the word. I'm talking about a friend calling another friend, a neighbor calling another neighbor. I'm talking about a son calling his brother or a son calling his father or a brother calling his brother. What does your conversation sound like? Amen.
Amen.
If you was to call me right now, or if I was to call you, would it sound something like this? Would it sound like, hey, man, let me tell you about so-and-so. Or would it be like if you were calling your girl, your girlfriend, or your friend who is a girl, and would you say, "Hey girl, I haven't heard from you in a long time. I haven't heard anything about you. What's going on with you?" Or would it sound like, "Hey friend, let me tell you what's going on here in the world. Let me tell you what happened. I just found this out. I heard this on the news. Let me tell you what's going on." So let me ask you a question. What is your daily word? Amen. I believe that this area right here, what we're talking about right here, this is the area where we as a people choose a pattern or a direction in our lives. And I also believe that what we are talking about between one another, this is the reason why things happen in our life, why each of us experience things, and why our family members experience things, why things go on in our neighborhood, why things go on in our homes, why things go on in our relationship. It's all because of the conversation that we are having with one another. Amen.
My God. Amen.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1, in verses 1, here it is, the word of God. This is the word of God that is going on. It's about, you know, what God created. We have to realize that God, our Father, God, the creator of all things, creator of heaven and earth, and all that is in it. What he says right here in the beginning, you know, it said God created the heaven and earth, and it was without form. And then he said how the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. Okay, so let's ask the question, how did that happen? We know that God created everything, but how did he create everything? Well, I'll tell you here in verses 3, it shows exactly how God created everything, because over here in 3 it says, "And God said." Let's put a period right there. "And God said."
Mm-hmm.
So right here, God, the creator of all things, he spoke something, and then it came into existence because he spoke it. He spoke it, and then it was formed, and then it happened. God said it didn't happen. Let's go over here to verse 6. Verse 6 says, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the water." God said it. 9 says, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven gather together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God said it, and it was so.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. So I know what we're thinking. Well, Pastor, what does it have to do with me? What does that have to do with me? Because I'm not God. And when I say stuff, it ain't going to happen. Well, let me show you this here in Scripture. Okay. God, the creator. See, this is a lesson of knowing who you are and the power that you possess in your mouth. See, I'm talking about friends who spread a word. See, I'm getting there. I'm going somewhere. Genesis chapter 1, in verses 26, it reads here, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all of the earth, and every creeping thing, and everything that creeps upon the earth." Wait a minute. You mean to tell me, hallelujah, that God the Father Almighty, the creator of all things, created heaven and earth, the sea, and every single thing in it. God created it by saying it. And then here it is, God said, "Let us make man in our likeness and our image, And every single thing that God spoke in the beginning that he created, he gave you power and gave you authority over it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For God created everything. He even created you, my brother. He even created you, my sister. And God gave you his power. God gave you his authority. Well, yeah, Pastor, what did that have to do with me? Okay, well, let's go ahead on here to Genesis chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Genesis chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 reads, but there went out the mist of the water. There went out the mist of the earth and the water, the whole face of the ground. 7 says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. That means man became, amen, man became a speaking spirit. Hallelujah. God created you. Hallelujah. He spoke you into existence first. Then he formed you out of the mist and out of the ground. He formed you. Then he breathed the breath of life into your nostrils, and you became a speaking spirit. A speaking spirit to do what? Being able to be just like God. Hallelujah. And have dominion over all that he created. Amen. So you became a speaking spirit. And I know when God speaks, things happen. The whole earth, everything that God created, it obeys him because he speaks. When I speak, the earth and everything that God created don't obey me. Tell that to the mountains. Go up on top of a mountain. Hallelujah. Go up to the top of a mountain. Open up your mouth and make out a loud noise. That sound that comes out of your mouth, it will reach as far as from the east to the west. It would even reach up as high as to heaven. That sound that comes out your mouth will even reach to the lowest point of the earth. It will even cause all the snow that's on the top of the mountain to break loose and destroy every single thing that's in its path. I think they call it an avalanche. So you say that you don't have the power that God has, but if you will go up in the top of the mountain and make a loud noise right now, every single thing that is beneath you will be destroyed because of your mouth. The snow would fall from the side of the mountain and destroy every single thing that in his path. That's power.
Jesus.
That's authority that's in your mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go to the sea. A sea. Or go to a body of water. Go out here to a big body of water that is still water. Nothing is moving. Everything is calm. Take your hand and hit that water. When your hand hit that water, I'm telling you that water will ripple from right there from your hand, and it'll go, and it wouldn't stop rippling. And it'll make some of the biggest waves that can ever be seen in the world because you hit the water. Hallelujah. That means that even the water, you have authority. When you hit the water's going to do something. And that sound that's in that water, it will cause every single fish and every single being in that water to run with fear and with fright. Amen. See, I'm talking about when you're able to use your power and able to use your authority. I'm talking about friends who speaking a word to another friend. What do your conversation sound like? What words are you spreading from one ear to another ear? Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
Let's go over here to Genesis chapter 2 and 19. See, we got to get something established right here. You got to get something established because you got to know what it is that you're doing to me and what it is that you're doing to one another. What you're doing right here in this world. God gave you dominion. God gave you his authority. God created you to be a speaking spirit. He put his word in your mouth. He gave you dominion over every single thing that he created. You even have power and authority in heaven. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you that a little bit later on. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2 and verses 19. Now, we know that God had already created the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in it. God even created man and woman and gave them and breathed the breath of life into them. And they man, you became a speaking spirit. You know, God created man and gave you his power, his authority, hallelujah, over all of the earth.
Amen.
So now, here it is. For some reason, we do not want to take accountability for the things that we say.
Jesus.
Contrary, we say, God, hallelujah, speaks, and then that's whatever. When I speak, doesn't anything happen? Genesis chapter 2:19 reads this. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them to Adam to do what? To see what he would call them. Well, wait a minute. So God created everything and brought it here to man to see what man is going to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. So when it says Adam gave names to all the cattle, all the fire. Wait a minute. So every single thing that God created, he gave you his power and his authority to speak, and he gave it to you to see what you're going to say. How many know that every single thing that come out of your mouth is being recorded right now? Hallelujah. Every single thing that already came out of your mouth has already been recorded. See, you're trying to say that you don't have control over the things that you think. You don't have control of how you feel. You don't have control of what comes out of your mouth. But here it is. God brought it to you. God brought every single thing to you. That means every single thing that goes on in this earth is because of what man and what woman is saying. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Because when
My
you
Lord.
Say what God wanna see, I'm gonna see what you're gonna call this. I'm gonna see what you're gonna call that. When this right here shows up in your life, I'm see what you're gonna call this. I'm going to see if you're going to call that. I'm going to see if you're going to say this. I'm going to see if you're going to say that. Let me see what you're going to say. Because I done did everything. But here it is. We want to try to put it on God. Say, God is all on you. God already did it all. He did it already. He created every single thing. And gave you, even created you, and gave you dominion over everything. And God sat down, hallelujah, because if we would go back and say, you know, that he rested on the seventh day. So now it's already done, and I gave it to you for you to be able to speak over it, to say it. God put his all into you and gave his all to you. He brought all to you to see and to hear what it is that you're going to say, hallelujah. Friends who spread the word. So here's the question. What are you speaking? What are you spreading? What are you spreading, men and women of God? Hopefully, we are all men and women of God, but we know every single one is not a man and woman of God. But I'm specifically talking to the church. The church that knows who God is, that knows what he have come to do, that knows the power and the authority that's in their mouth. I'm talking to believers everywhere. I'm talking to every single man and every single woman that has the word of God. See, are you spreading the word of God when your brother calls you up? Do you have the word of God in your mouth? Because of everything that's in your mind, that's going to come out of your mouth. If you have been in the presence of the Lord before your brother called, then that means that any single situation that he brings to you, you have the power and the authority to speak into that situation, and that situation has to obey what you say. And hopefully what you say is what God has already said. Hallelujah. Are you spreading the word of God between one another? Or are you spreading the word of the world, the words of the wicked, the words of the worldly into each other's life, into each other's home, in each other's situation. Somebody say amen or say ouch. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to speak to you, speaking spirits. Every single body that can speak, you are using God's authority to command things. You are using God's authority to move things. You are using God's authority, hallelujah, to either create things, or you're using God's authority in the wrong direction to kill things. The Bible says life or death is spoken by the tongue.
Yeah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But if you don't believe that, then that means that you have been given a mighty weapon. Hallelujah. A mighty weapon, and you can use it in the wrong manner. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Friends who spread the word. For you are friends of God. When I call you in the morning and it's something that I don't know about and it may sound like it's at an end, it may sound defeated, it may even sound as if I'm about to die. But when I call you, my brother, and I call you my sister, I pray that you have the word of God in your mouth. I pray that when the enemy comes in like a flood, I pray that the word that's in your mouth, it will lift up the standard. And when you call me, my brother, and when you call me, my sister, I'm going to have a word that's for you in my mouth. We might go into a place of worship. We might go into a place of prayer. We might go into a place of confessing the word of God, because that's all that I got for you. I got all that God gave to me, and I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. I'm not going to talk about the world, because that's not my business. I'm not going to be conformed to the worldly things, because that's not my business. I've been saved. I've been delivered. And I've been set free. You might hear me say, God made me to be just like he is. You might hear me say, I am created to glorify God. According to Isaiah chapter 43, you might hear me say, I trust in the Lord with all of my heart, and I lean not to those things that only this old mind can understand. You might hear me say, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever shall believe upon him shall not perish or have everlasting life. You might hear me say, I'm not going to die from that, because God's will is not for me to perish. You may even hear me say, I'm not going to be ashamed, my brother, of what you heard that somebody told you that I said yesterday. Because shame and condemnation does not come from God. I used to be that man, but I'm no longer that man no more, according to Romans chapter 8. See, I'm going to spread the word of God, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel of grace, of mercy, and of truth. Because somebody needs to hear what you say. When you go into the grocery store, there may be somebody that's right there at the end. They need to hear somebody that has the word of God in their mouth. They don't need you to sound like the news, the bad news carrier. They don't need you to sound like all the ones that are defeated. They need somebody to sound victorious. I'm going to be your friend.
and I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to preach this word, this gospel that God has put into my heart and has put into my mind until God called me home. Hallelujah. Don't spread the word of the world. Spread the word of God. Jesus Christ has already done it. So now, let us stand representing the body of Christ, and we do it just like he did it. May the word of God be for the people of God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for showing us who we are. We thank you, Father God, that in the beginning, you have spoke every single thing into existence. You even spoke us into existence. Hallelujah. You even put your spirit in us for us to speak. So we thank you, Father God, that we're going to follow in your footsteps. We're going to speak like Jesus. We're going to sound like the Holy Spirit, because we're going to accept you in on the inside, so that when we talk to our friends, our family members and our brothers and sisters, they can be able to experience you, some maybe for the first time. And we thank you, Father God, that you trust us enough. Hallelujah. You trust us enough, hallelujah, to carry your word from nation to nation. We thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you gave your life for us. And we thank you, Father God, that you're coming again for us. You're coming for us, Father God. And we'll be ready, full of your word. Hallelujah, when you come, not full of the world. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our redeemer. Hallelujah. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, your precious blood. Hallelujah. Over all that went forth today, and we receive it right now by faith and by what comes out of our mouth right now. And it's in Jesus' name. And everybody that do agree says amen. The doors of the church are open. Amen. Amen. The doors of the church are open right now. There might be one that have never prayed the prayer of salvation before. Well, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to come to God and say to God, I am a sinner and I desire to be saved. Will you press one today while you still have time? Will you press one if you have already prayed the prayer of salvation? And here it is. Things have slipped out your mouth. Things have slipped into your heart. And you have found yourself slipping back out here into the world. This is your opportunity to come back to God the Father, not the judge, not God, no, God the Father, God the forgiving God, the merciful God. This is your opportunity to come back. If you believe that, hallelujah, will you press one? If you believe that you can be saved today, if you believe that you can come back to Christ today, hallelujah, will you press one? If you believe that you will be healed today, today, when you press one, if you believe that you will be delivered today, Apostle Tawanika and I, we are right here allowing the Holy Spirit to use us right here, right now. Hallelujah. You are in the presence of the Lord. We are just bodies that God flows through. You don't have to believe me. Believe God. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? If you're looking for a church home, my Lord, my God, we welcome you. We welcome you. We'd love to love on you right here at the Gospel Public Ministry. There is no time and no distance. And we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So right there where you are, will you press one? We invite you in right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Apostle. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. To prepare those sinners, oath, he has cashed out to Pastor Chantel. If you would like another means of sowing into today by tithes and offering, You can give us a call at 832-725-8094, and we'll provide you with that information. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you. Make us in the mystery of your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy, heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kissed in our heart. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, those are so on today. And those that purpose our hearts to sow, God, we ask for the seed that they plant in this ministry. Oh, Lord, let it multiply 100% over. And let there be no lack in their giving. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Announcements for today, Sunday, October 3rd, 2021, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where pastors are Pastor Dorsey Mann and Apostle Tawanika Manning. The announcements are as follows. Monday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line, 845-277-9213. In the month of October, we also have our intercessory prayer. We are praying for breakthrough in every area of our life. Amen. And we're having it at 6 p.m. for the whole month of October. And you will call our prayer line at 520-525-8608. Again, if you write that number down, it's 520-525-8608. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is our Bible study. Saturday is our Lead Lessons, which we call in our Saturday School. Amen. Central Sunday School, we have Saturday School. Join us at 12 p.m. Saturday School, yes. Come and explore the Bible with us and receive the Word of God in the fullness of it. Give you the opportunity to ask any questions, any comments that you may have. You know, we want to bring clarity of the Word of God, so join us as we have strategic lessons that are going forward. And currently we are studying fasting and praying. What does that mean and how to pray those prayers while you're fasting and what it consists of? So join us at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. And Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Sunday services. So join us. Amen. We would love to have you invite someone to church. They don't have to drive. You don't have to pick them up. Just give them the phone number and they'll call or in. Amen. And we're celebrating this month, our October birthdays. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month. May God continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen you, provide, make a way out of no way, add good gifts to your life, bless your latter days greater than your beginnings. Anyone that's celebrating your wedding anniversary, amen. We want to wish you a happy anniversary, a blessed anniversary. May God continue to strengthen your union. May God bless it, increase the love, patience, peace, joy, happiness, and prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For we know that God ordains marriage and there's favor, amen, with the one that God ordains. So we thank God for you. May God continue to bless my marriage to Pastor Boyce, amen, with many blessed years, good years, favorite years, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Everyone, again, October, we're starting back. We offer the Gospel Public Ministries. So the street ministry will be back on the streets. You are going to and fro as we are led by the Holy Spirit. We have slowed down a little bit because of the pandemic due to COVID, but we're going to go out. God directs us, and so we're excited about that. Amen. We'll be giving you information on that as we receive it. Those who want to join us here in Houston, or if you're in town, if you'd like to come out and join us, we would love to have you. Amen. We thank God. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries at this time, we release the pastor's blessings you all today. We hear Pastor Manning, I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning, Minister Lynn Green, and Minister Kimberly Relford. We bless you to prosper. Amen. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, amen, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset, not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray that everybody was able to receive something out of that. Did y'all get anything out of that? Amen. Hallelujah. I know I did. My Lord. I want everybody to know you might can't get it all on Sunday, but here it is, Apostle Tawanique and I, you know, we are available 7 days a week. I mean, call us. I mean, if there's something that you are concerned about, something that's going on, you know, definitely, you know, give us a call. You know, we have Evangelist Kim, and we have Minister Learn Green. You know, we have people that are in place to help you. Well, see, you got to call. We're going to pray for you, but you got to call. You got to call us. You got to let us know what's going on. Amen. We'll definitely direct you in the right place. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen. Amen, amen again. God bless every single one of you. Thank y'all for coming to the service here. Thank y'all for coming. We love you so much, so much. God loves you more than we can ever love you. Amen. Remember, y'all,
hallelujah,
Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Have yourself a great,
hallelujah,
evening. Great Sunday.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless
hallelujah.
You all. Hallelujah.
Oh, see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. just because I look dumb with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Gonna see.